We can still talk about this, but I definitely want to throw this in the mix. And Drill, if you're watching, cut this out to his own section. So Kim Kardashian and Mayweather, they're sued for allegedly promoting the crypto scam. And by the way, they're not going to be they're not the last to be sued. The majority of these motherfuckers are being sued. And really, it's a one person who's probably going to do like some class action lawsuit, because they're not the only one that got scammed. And honestly, man, I've had these conversations. I just don't want to tell y'all with which rappers. And they all just tell me it's like they don't feel like they're scamming their audience. You get what I mean?
Not going wrong.
I kid you not. Every artist I talk to who does this.
I've been knew fucking NFT was a scam. I've been told niggas that shit was a scam, bro.
Here's the thing, though. And this is what I've learned. NFTs aren't a scam.
Not necessarily. No.
But what's a scam is that what's a scam is that these influencers, they act like they're going to support a project and they get paid money regardless. And what happens is everybody buys in. And the people who own the project have like a tremendous, like, you know, they'll own like 50% of the shit. And what happens is, or they'll own like what's called the gas fees or whatever the case is. And they basically just cash out and leave people with it. Like, yeah. I kid you not, shit. I ain't gonna lie.
This is a new concept, though.
Huh?
Like, this is, okay.
I think it's foul. I'm gonna just be honest. I think it's foul. Like, I ain't gonna lie to you. Rolling Stone's been hitting me up asking about 6ix9ine. I even told him, I'm like, nigga, like, tell these motherfuckers to stop asking. Like, I'm not your manager. Like, we homies, but like, nigga, bro, I don't, like, this is not my business. You know what I mean? They're like, yo, hey, could we get a statement on, like, I guess they're doing some story on 6ix9ine. I don't give a fuck. What y'all doing?
Yeah, bro? About the trolls NFT.
I don't know what that's about, brother. But yeah, here's the thing. I got offered mad money to do shit for different. You know what I mean? People, every day, people come to me with like, yo, bro, you could get this amount of money. You could get this amount of money. And I ain't gonna lie to you. It is enticing. When somebody tells you like, yo, you could get, like, I heard the numbers for everybody. So, and by the way, you know, like, 6ix9ine, that's my nigga still. But you know what I mean? 6ix9ine did it. Uzi did it.
Yeah.
Trippy did it. Pump did it. They all did it. Now, here's the thing. The thing with a rapper, and I told every single person, I said, I'm not going to do it. And they all said, why? This is free cash. I said, you know why? Because y'all are artists, and y'all are cool, and y'all don't ever have to talk to your audience. And y'all just literally go months without dropping music or even communicating with y'all act like your audience don't exist. I got to get on a stream, and I got to do YouTube videos, and I got to do a podcast, and I got to talk to these motherfuckers. It's not just random people who I could just fucking scam and just be like, oh, okay, let's act like they don't exist. And when I drop some new song, like 5 months later, they love me again. Like, these are people that if I betray their trust, they're not going to fuck with me. They're going to look at me like, this is that scummy ass nigga who did that shit. And no matter, even if it's $1 million, it's just not worth it. These people have been rocking me for years. But for artists, like, the next time Uzi drops some shit, y'all gonna love it. The next time Trippy drops some shit, y'all gonna love it. When 6ix9ine drops his music, y'all gonna love it. It doesn't matter for them. So I tell them, I'm like, yo, y'all could do y'all thing. I can't do that shit. I had artists who was like, you have the platform that posts more than us. We want to get you on board because you could post and hype it up more than us. And I'm like, bro, I can't do that. And some of these people, like, the people who I'm mentioning, it's well known that they had these projects, which were pretty much all pump and dumps, let's be honest, right? There's other artists who try to recruit me.
By the SEC.
Yeah, there's other artists who try to recruit me that I just won't mention their names because, like, I guess maybe their shit, like, they did their shit a little bit more covertly. But, like,
well, we know who going down, though.
Wait, Ak, you said Rolling Stones is hitting you, like, to post it and shit on your page?
No. The same motherfucker. So, it's Rolling Stones magazine who did this. They're invested in researching and doing these investigative reports for people or influencers who scammed people with crypto.
Y'all want me to say names? You want me to say names? Don't say names.
Kim Kardashian and Mayweather. This article that you see me, that's on the screen, is by Rolling Stones.
I know, but you know this.
They're looking, they're looking at Pump. I think they did an article on Pump. They're looking at all these motherfuckers. Here's my only thing. I just think it's fucked up. But here's the thing. I might just have too much of values for that. Because when I talk to these motherfuckers and they tell me how much money they making and they flaunt it and they be like, yo, we about to do this with the money and this with the money, I look like a real broke boy. And I don't want to mention their names because I don't want to sound salty.
But you got a soul, or you got, what's the word, integrity? Like, yes. Anything for money. Yeah. That's, those are the strippers. They do anything for money. Yeah. These bitches getting paid the.
But here's the thing, whatever. Though. Here's the thing. And this is why I'm not mad at what Rolling Stones is doing. You know why? Because people like Floyd, like, even though, like, I think this is beneath Floyd. But, like, these motherfuckers, whether it's rappers or some influencers, they don't have to get and they don't have to face the music. By the time the shit blow up, you know what they're gonna do? They're all gonna throw their hands up in the air. They're gonna say, "Oh, I didn't know. Oh, somebody lied to me too." All of these niggas know it's a pump and dump. They know they're finessing their audience. You get what I mean? But the thing is, what I'm saying is that I know I couldn't do it, even if I was scummy. I couldn't do it because I got to get on here and talk to y'all on a very regular basis. The motherfuckers who's doing this, like Lil Pump ain't never going to get on Instagram Live and be like, yo, oh yeah, remember that shit I was like hyping up? Yeah, I haven't logged into that bitch in a minute. And matter of fact, I cashed out. I'm good already. You know what I mean? Like, hey, make sure you guys get your money back because this shit's going to probably like run your pockets. He's not going to do that. He's never going to talk about it. He's never going to talk about it.
But yo, Ed, you see how the IRS don't rock, right? You see how SEC rock, right? You ain't going to be able to tell them I ain't know.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though. It's unregulated. Yo, here's the thing, though. A lot of these, as much as you think, like, for example, like, you know what I mean? Some of the numbers I heard, like, shit, I'll keep it 100. I heard Uzi got, like, either 800,000 or, like, a million. For whatever his shit is. I didn't even see when it was live on his page. The people who were trying to pitch to me was just telling me what other people were made. They're like, oh, yeah, Trippie made like 700,000. Bruh, like, is a Trippie NFT popping no more? No, it's not. Is the Uzi NFT popping? No, it's not.
Who really buying these NFTs, man?
Fans! That's what I'm saying. It's your fans. It's your fans. You know what they do? Yo, join the Discord. We're doing some shit. They do it via Discord now. Yo, I'm going to keep it 100 with you. I'm going to keep it 100 with you.
There's a lot of push for NFTs and stuff like that.
Yo, I'm going to keep it 100 with you. This is how real. I'm going to keep it with y'all. And y'all know I always keep it real with y'all. I won't tell y'all what artists. They've been trying to get me to do the NFT shit. I said, bro, I can't. Like, bro, I know what it is. I can't do that to my audience. I can't, like, I can't do it. Now, keep in mind, it's a ridiculous amount of money, and it just seems mad free. They came to me recently, and clearly it wasn't going to be, I think it was going to be my audience, but I didn't even get too far in the conversation. They come to me, they said, Ak, we have, how much money did they offer me? I think it was $40,000. They said, we have $40,000. They're probably going to pay in like Ethereum or some shit, right? Because like that's their world, right? We have $40,000 for you to moderate a conversation in someone's Discord for one of these NFTs. So they say, yo, you're not doing it to your audience. You're just basically going to moderate some whatever, and hype it up in that Discord before the drop. You feel me? Or not even hype it up.
I would have done that for the bag. I would have done that.
It's like moderate and whatever. And like I asked him, I said, bro, like, you know, I do hosting gigs. Like, right? So like, if somebody wants me to host a panel or something, I'll do it. But I'm like, okay, what do you mean? Like, exactly what am I doing? Am I just like, is it just like some Discord shit where people are on stage and I'm just like, hey, okay, I'm academics and I'm just kind of like pointing the conversation to whoever's talking? Or am I selling it myself? Am I trying to like gas the audience up? Or I'm just directing the conversation? I never really got an answer on that. But they offer 40 grand for an hour. You know what I mean?
I would have took the bread. Actually.
So the person who said I should have took the 40,000, the person who offered me 600,000 to say, yo, listen, yo, sell this NFT to your audience. The chat niggas will love this. We're going to make this unique chat thing that's virtual is going to live in the metaverse. and all you got to do is act like you're behind it, whatever, whatever. It's a month campaign. We're going to give you $600,000. Should I have taken that too? Nah, you tell me. Because if y'all price? Tell me yes, chat, nigga, y'all tell me yes, I'm going to hit that nigga back and be like, yo, bro, I thought I was looking off my audience, but even my audience said, fuck it, nigga, what, you dumb? Take it.
Just take it, yeah, bro. Bro, you think the chat nigga's going to be mad at you?
No, you're not understanding the bigger picture. It's not about y'all being mad at me. You know where that money comes from. It doesn't drop out of the air. This is the only thing y'all don't understand about NFTs. There's not free money that exists in this world. Money comes from other people losing money. So I wouldn't make the $600,000 until y'all lose y'all money. The them giving me $600,000 is predicated on y'all losing $600,000. And they're just saying, okay, maybe you just only lost 30. Maybe you lost 200. Maybe you lost 300. But when it adds up with the amount of people I could bring from all my platforms, they're hoping to get probably like 1.5 million. And they just give me 600 while the rest of the people in the project take the million. Y'all niggas just end up basically trading back and forth $20 and realizing there's nothing in this shit because Act done dipped. You would be like, yo, Act, you're scummy. Not really? You don't think so?
I just think I'm one of the creators.
Like, you know, no diss to nobody who does it. My nigga, I don't even promote, like, yo, for y'all to talk to me. Like, bro, if you're in a Discord, it probably only need a sub to just get in this chat. Y'all could all just say whatever y'all want to say. Bro, there's people who be like, yo, like, nigga, I'm even on Fresh and Fit. I watch them. They be like, yo, it's 100 and up right now. If you don't donate 100, we ain't give a fuck what you say. I'm one of the creators who I don't really look at y'all like a dollar sign. Bro, I work hard for y'all. I work hard for trying to give y'all free content. I hope y'all watch YouTube however y'all can. I go get it from Spotify. That's always been my goal. Spotify gonna give me the bag.
That's exactly why I wouldn't care.
I'm the only person. I'm one of the only creators who I'm like, I don't need to tap y'all pockets because I know what it's like to be like a person who's just, you know what I mean? Yo, YouTube content and like creator shit, bro, there's so much money here. And that's another reason why I be like I look at so many people who are just so greedy. Like there's so much money, but people are so greedy that instead of, like put it like this, I could make so much money on Fashion Nova of these other things. Why would I need to just look at y'all to be like, yo, I need to rob y'all? Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, how much money you said do you need?
Nah, you a real nigga, act, bro, for real.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie.
If you ever did the NFT shit,
made me look too different.
I ain't gonna lie.
But no, I would do the NFT shit if it wasn't some scam shit. But everybody, I'm telling you, I saw it. It's all of them are scams.
But the problem is, are you looking at it like short-sighted as? If you're looking at it just for the money, that's one thing. But if you're looking at it for like what technology is moving forward to be, there's still like I think there's still a viable reason to try to understand the marketplace and do something with it that is tangible.
Kyrie, you're right. But that's what I'm saying. To this point, I've been offered, I got to say at least like 35, maybe 50, between 35 and 50 like NFT like opportunities. But I'm telling you, every single one of those has been a scam.
It's been nothing long term.
The people who are coming to you with deals, you have to do it for yourself. You got to do it yourself on some long term shit.
You got to do it for yourself. You got to do it with your community in mind of how they can utilize it in the future space once everybody has an Oculus in their crib. And everything is in metaverse.
Yo, it's not even like I get the way you're looking at it. Bro, sometimes you just, like, it would have to be something that I'm involved in. Like, imagine I sold y'all some shit and I never talked about it ever again in life.
Exactly.
Like, but that's a scam.
I think that's the difference between what these guys were selling. These guys were selling the actual coins and not many of these are NFT-based situations.
Yeah, man. Yeah, and honestly, like, I'm just glad people are getting kind of blasted for this because... Yo, they made a lot of money off this, and I'm not, like, jealous or whatever the case is, but, like, you know, I always tell people, I'm like, yo, listen, we as influencers, we have such, like, you know, it's such a privilege to be an influencer. Like, man, you have your audience who's down. I think you guys give me the most valuable thing possible, which is your time. You know what I mean? Like, I never looked at my, you know, I even tell y'all, like, even how I do, like, you know, promo and shit like that. I don't like dealing with independent artists. I like taking label money. If the label got $100,000 for me, I'll take it. if an artist come to me with $5,000, I'm like, man, I don't want you to try to act like I'm Karen Civil after you do this. So I don't really want to do no business with you. You know why? And it's not because it's really because of, like, I feel like I'm about to steal Joe Budden's motto right here. I like to rob the rich. You know what I mean? It's like, I like to do business with the people who I know could lose it. Not take advantage of the fans. The fans are supposed to, like, the fans and the audience are supposed to keep you fueled. They gonna keep you relevant. That you could get these bags. Like my man Rich, who's the CEO of Fashion Nova, he called me. Like, he not calling me if the chat niggas ain't turning up. He said, yo, I gotta be a part of everything you got going on. He said, yo, the podcast, I see the space, it's beautiful. How can we be a part of it? And I still ain't even hit him back to formulate the plan, but he called me before Thanksgiving. He said, we got a lot of money to waste over here. It's Fashion Nova. We got mad money. This money's just falling out everywhere. Ack, what do you need? And, you know, I fumbled the ball on that because, you know, I should have had them sponsor like a giveaway or some shit like that. Not virtually, but like, you know, some turkey shit or, you know what I mean, some activation stuff. But, you know, we got some plans we're going to go to them with this year. But, see, I like that. I don't like the feeling of, all right, bet, yo, I just finessed Kyrie for $5,000. You know what I mean? Like, that's a shitty feeling, bro. Especially if I got to talk to you. If I got to talk to you, it's a shitty feeling. You feel me? Like, you, that's the only thing I be thinking that's about it. all these people. Man, I know mad people who they like a particular artist, and the artist just said, oh, this NFT going to be popping. Man, they bought mad of that shit. They bought a lot of it. And them artists, it's not even them. Like, they gave their page to somebody else to run. They just collected the money. And for whoever who said SEC or whatever, man, a lot of these NFT joints, they giving these motherfuckers, especially rappers, they giving these niggas money to cash. These niggas I ain't trying to stench on nobody or whatever, but these niggas not claiming nothing like that. I just think it's shitty, man. Just don't scam your audience, man. Because your audience is the only reason why you're here. Maybe not Floyd, because Floyd, he was a boxer, but like, come on, Kim K., come on, shorty. You was doing the Patrick the Starfish getting piped out, like, to get famous. Like, you were influenced. You were one of the biggest influencers. Don't scam your audience.
The biggest problem with, like, them getting, like, away with it, though, is, like, they're going to get away with it because, like, I feel like you shouldn't be able to get away with it if you don't have no money in the crypto space at all and you just got money for promotion, but you don't got none of them coins at all. You got nothing to, like, show that she was invested in this coin or this project. You should go straight to jail for that shit.
Man, and this is where it gets, like, complicated, bro. Right? It's like, man, all of this bullshit is, like, I know people are like, oh, the government gonna catch people. Bro, like, in reality, nigga, I could do all this shit. The government ain't gonna catch me, bro. They gonna catch the people who did it the biggest. Like, I really think Logan Paul gonna be getting audited for the next 10 years. Like, that nigga, from what I heard, that nigga made at least 50 to 100 M's. Like, you make a little $600,000, like, the government don't, like, they can't chase everybody. It's like the PPP loan shit. You know what I mean? Niggas probably finesse the government. Bro, they can't chase everybody who finesse them. They gonna chase the ones who like, yo, nigga, you bought a Lambo? You bought this? You bought two houses? You gave this person like a Ferrari? Nigga, you going to jail. But like, if you did a PPP loan scam or whatever for like $20,000, $30,000, not saying I'm co-signing it. Bro, you probably gonna skate, bro. Like, they can't get everybody. So like, you know, like, we're gonna see a lot more of this, and it's gonna be for the people at the top. Like, some of these niggas been scamming. You feel me? Like, they've been doing it at the highest levels. Like, do you get what I mean? Like, look at this shit right here. Like, how much y'all think Floyd probably got? I ain't gonna lie. Just from, like, the numbers I heard about, I heard Kendall Jenner tweet cost like $200,000 or something. No, a post on her Instagram cost $200,000. Imagine what it is for Kim K, who's the biggest of all of them, to promote some shit that's probably branded around something connected to her. If you gave $200,000 for like a random tweet, right? And I'm getting my numbers. I tell you where I get my numbers from. Remember that Fyre Festival shit? Yeah. They paid Kendall Jenner $200,000 to tweet out that, yo, the festival's going to be going on. It's going to be lit. $200,000. You feel me? So if they gave her $200,000 for that, man, I'm thinking Kim K probably getting like couple mil, just, you know what I mean, just to out.
Easy, bro.
Easy.
But real,
and also,
how you
like, yo,
a billionaire, you scamming. What's going on?
You say what?
She married to Kanye. That nigga's a billionaire. You should be a billionaire.
I'm gonna tell y'all the truth though. I'm gonna keep it 100 with y'all, man. Listen, like, you know, I know I'm definitely not one of the. We talk about money. We ain't talking about like a broke ass bum ass nigga, like, you know, like Freddie Gibbs. We talking about like money. I'm definitely not one of the richest, right? I'm not definitely one of the richest. You know what I mean? I'm decent. But trust me, the richer I've seen, the richest or the richer people I've met in life, they're the most selfish and the scummiest too. So I know y'all be like, she's a billionaire. That. You're probably looking like, she a billionaire. Why you need to do this? This is what billionaires do. Billionaires, how you think they get to be a billionaire? They got to do this shit. You know what I mean? Like, if you think that integrity and morals brought a nigga to... Yo, listen, integrity and morals didn't bring a motherfucker to nowhere but the homeless shelter. You feel me? Like, Kim K is probably be like, man, fuck that shit. What, you said 5 mil? Man, throw that in. Yo, hit up my business manager, man. Fuck these niggas, man. That's what it is.
They said Paul Pierce in this shit, too?
Hell fucking damn. Yeah. That nigga got fired by ESPN. Of course he's doing this shit. What? That nigga was smoking a Black and Mild and had hookers in the background. What do you think he was going to do?
He's starving.
Paul Pierce ain't been the same since he went live smoking weed with the strippers in Colombia.
Nah, he definitely not starving, though. He definitely not starving. I'm going to tell you the truth.
Nah, of course he
not. I ain't going to lie to you. Truth be told, I really be thinking like, listen, man, you really came from Jamaica living on the countryside, man. Like, you got a good reason to do some of this shit. I ain't gonna lie. Once I heard that, I think it got leaked, so I ain't revealed no personal information. I'm like, man, like them little gambling sites was offering Aiden like $1 million a month. I'm like,
I think he has the numbers.
Yo, imagine getting a couple $1 million a month. Man, a nigga couldn't tell me shit.
Bro, you hear that nigga now? He be saying he sold his soul to a steak. He said they give him all the bread. Nah, speak for yourself, little bro. I don't know what you're talking about.
But you got to scam your audience. You got to influence them to get on there and lose their money.
That's the thing. It's just 2 milli right there, though. It's 2 milli.
You know, it's funny. He going to sit around and play like the inside. I didn't know what I was doing. Dumbass.
Yo, I don't know. Well, here's the thing, though. And I didn't bring that up to judge him. I brought that up to say, like, as y'all was saying, she's a billionaire. I guess I'm asking y'all, and I know a lot of y'all might be like, we're not in that position. But I'm just asking on a hypothetical and theoretical, situation. How much money do you think that you would need to make in your lifetime for you to, start choosing what may be perceived morals over other things?
Not enough.
How much money if you're how much money if you're like, I ain't gonna lie, man, if I had like couple mil, I'm cool, or like if I had 3 mil, I'm cool, I could do everything I want to do, now everything got to be on my terms, or is it always a nonstop chase for money?
It depends on the lifestyle you live in. Niggas is living a crazy lifestyle.
What lifestyle would y'all live? So, like, imagine I get...
Give me the 3 mil. Give me the 3 mil and I'm out.
And I know that's nothing.
That ain't shit, though. I want more, but if that's all I can get, give me that.
A proverbial question, right? That question goes so much deeper, right? Because it comes to the music industry. Like, when it comes to the music industry and, like, you might be... Okay, you're not starving this and third, but now you trying to get from one level to another. Like, okay, you in the 7 figures, but now you want to get to the 9 figures. You want to be in the hundreds of millions. All right, cool. Imagine Elon Musk invites you to, like, with his fucking spaceship on Earth, his UFO, but now he wants you to massage his cock. Like, but he going to give you $1 billion. Are you down? I'm making this up, but I'm making it up for a reason. Because in reality, what I'm trying to tell y'all, like, the thing about money being the root of all evil, you get to realize, like, bruh, there's always going to be more money. Like, you have to, if you don't draw a moral line, you're never going to stop. Like, if your only barometer in your mind is like, if it's a couple M's, I might think about it, I might do it. Where do you stop at? Because there's always going to be more money. You know what I mean? So that's why I ask y'all, how much money do y'all think that y'all would need for y'all to be like, nah, it's all about my morals and principles at this point?
100 mil.
100.
Yo, it's Slizzy down there, man. And I say just enough to buy all the whips I want. You feel me?
Niggas all the whips. Yo, there's all right, but here's the thing, though. Yo, whoever said that, there's always going to be new whips. There's going to be a Bugatti 3.0. They're going to be electric Bugatti. Then there's going to be like
I got to upgrade.
Hold on. But act. I kind of don't understand the question because, like, right now, currently in life, right, I ain't doing nothing shady to pay my bills or to get by.
All right. Hold on. All right. I'll make it even more crystal clear, right? So for me, I also have to make that decision too, right? So I'm in a position, I finally was able to buy my mom a house. I got her straight. You know what I mean? My brother's birthday just came out. I gave him a little something. Like, you know what I mean? I'm in a really good position financially right now. Not the richest. Not at all. Compared to really the other people, right? But I'm in a place right now that I feel at peace. I don't feel like money could be the thing to determine where my moral compass is. You get me? For example, what I'm trying to tell you is that if I was still chasing, oh, well, I just need more, I need more, it will compromise my values that when an NFT situation comes that says, well, if you do this and you do this, you could come up maybe nearly a million. I would be like, well, man, fuck them fans. Let me just get this bread. I got to get this bread. You know what I mean? Again, when you in certain dire situations, you make those decisions. And you never know, you know what I mean? And I'm not, like, you know, glad I'm not in that position. But if my mama and my brothers was living in, like, a van on the street and shit, you know what I mean? I was down bad and all I had was this to leverage and they came to me with that NFT deal at that point. Maybe, like, even if I didn't want to, I'd be like, man, I got to do it. So that's I'm different. Just asking y'all on some theoretical shit. I'm asking y'all on some theoretical shit. Like, y'all might not know because y'all haven't gotten there, but at what point do y'all think y'all be comfortable enough to not compromise your morals? And I'm not talking, I definitely went extreme when I told my, like, yo, Elon Musk and whatever, right?
To be honest, bro, I don't think I could ever go over my morals, no amount of money.
For the person who said that, especially if I'm already rich. I'm not talking about some wild shit. So that's why I took Elon Musk shit over the table. Not some wild shit where, like, you giving up your manhood. I'm talking about, like, just certain things. Like, for example, even this NFT shit, like, bro, it's kind of presented to you with, like, you know, good hopes. Like, you know, they don't tell you, like, you're scamming. You just realize you are after a while. Because when you realize, like, wait, where does this money come from? You get to realize this is going to be a pump and dump. So it's not what? Like, so I'm asking y'all on those white, you know what they call a white lie? I'm talking about these things that don't necessarily go completely against your morals, right? Like maybe you say you would never, ever steal, right? You never ever, like, rob a bank or something like that. But then you see a lady drop $5,000, right, out of her purse, and she walks away. It's an old lady. You pick it up. If you really need that $5,000, you probably ain't going to return it, though.
I'm not going to lie. If I was in that position, I wouldn't say shit because I know I'm down bad.
Thank you.
I wanted to bring this up earlier. I feel like you feel comfortable, you know, not scamming the fans because you're already up. But if you were a broke rapper, you feel me, you might just have to do it.
But I hear what you're saying, but I never thought like that, though. I never thought like that. Yo, I don't know if you ever were privy to the story of even how I got to the position I was at. Yo, bro, I never made a dollar off YouTube until like 2014 or like 2013. And I had hundreds of thousands of followers by then. I refused to put ads on my video because I couldn't get an audience. Like, you know what I mean? It was so hard for me to get an audience that by the time I got an audience, a company came to me like, yo, you know you could be making, like, mad money. And I said, well, right now, I'm only care about getting the, like, I'm glad I finally have somebody who's listening to me. You get me? They, yeah. They're like, yo.
So how was you, like, eating back
then? I had a regular job. Nigga, I was doing the videos outside in my Mazda 3, which I still own. I was doing it on my break times, and I would say I'm going to the bathroom.
I mean, if you really hear my been
story, I always said, like, yo, yeah, niggas see me in the cubicle. Niggas see me in the cubicle and said, yo. And when they realized with me, they said, Ak, why are you working here? And really, and I ain't going to lie to you, it wasn't until I took a chance because the dudes who were doing the marketing shit or, like, with the ad shit, it was like MCN, really. And they were like, yo, bro, we're going to put ads on your videos, and you could watch the stats or whatever. It's not gonna run your audience away. And I turned them down for, like, about 9 months. I didn't get paid from that shit. And then I tried it for 2 months, and I remember I was mad keen on it. And I ain't going to lie, when the first check came in, you know, like, if you work with any MCN, you know, it takes about, like, a month. It was just that, like, at that time, you know what I mean? And, nigga, I had bills to pay. I had loans, you know what I mean? But I felt I was just in a position where I was treasuring having an audience. I was treasuring it. You know what I mean? And if it was any time to hit a lick, it would be then. Because I'm down bad. I'm telling you, they used to send me, like, 20 different letters a day. Not 20, but it's like maybe two.
I can understand that, Ak. But what the shit that you doing was going to be your career. The other shit that these niggas is doing, they don't think of that shit long term. So it's like, it's whatever.
Would y'all judge y'all favorite rhyme? Hold on. And by the way, for anybody, has anybody ever participated in an NFT by, like, an influencer? And by the way, not all influencer NFTs are, like, scams. Some of them really follow through. Most of the rappers, though, they don't give a fuck. The majority of rappers.
I just thought it was all scams.
I want to point out, though, that, like, NFTs and what we're talking about with what they're getting sued for are two different things. They're getting sued for pump and dump on cryptocurrencies. NFTs are different.
All NFTs.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
NFTs are good because you can get paid retroactively upon a sale of your artwork or your creation if somebody sells it after you sell it the first time.
Yo, Kyrie. You get a percentage. Yo, but here's the thing about what you just said. They blend in together. The same the same scumbags who went to Lil Pump. Yo, they offered me an ACK coin. They told me I was going to own 5 trillion of them. And they were going to give me $80,000 up front. And they told me to supply the thing. And I didn't really understand what it was, and I passed it by my lawyer. And the person who pitched to me said, this is same as the Pump coin. There was a Lil Pump coin. And my lawyer, he knows, like, the business that we're in, I'm trying to look at 100 mil at some point. I'm not trying to just hit licks and finesses. He comes back to me and he says, yeah, I've done a couple of these deals, but it's because the people wanted to do them and I advised against them. So I'm going to say the same to you. If you just want the bread and want to just hit, basically he's giving me the choice. You want to hit this lick? You could take it. But I'm going to advise against it based on what we see, what's the trajectory. I said, thank you for telling me that. I'm good. But the same scumbags who went to every rapper to say, hey, let's get a coin, they also then drew a penguin in Microsoft Paint and then said they had an NFT project that they hit up the same rapper for. It's the same scumbags. I'm telling you the truth. It's the same scumbags.
Different
niggas. Aren't those coins traceable?
Say again?
No. Oh, yes.
Aren't those coins traceable?
Yeah, you can look on a blockchain and see what's being sent to where and
of course
wallets and stuff. Yeah.
So again, that's what I'm saying. Ain't SEC gonna come knocking?
No, but
SEC doesn't regulate
crypto. This is a gray area. The reason why people don't do this shit with stocks no more is because all that shit is regulated. The government still don't recognize NFTs, crypto, or none of that as actual currency.
Canada, maybe America. If you got a Coinbase account, they checking.
Oh, you guys do that.
You can make a wallet with a fake ID, anyway. So,
yo, all right. Well, I'm glad I mentioned Coinbase. Most of them coins was not available on Coinbase. You had to go get some other shit. Pancake Swap. That's the thing.
A lot of these guys are jumping into the space with the sole purpose of finessing. So, like, of course you're going to get caught up with your sole purpose with finessing. Yo. But there is advantageous reasons to be in the space.
Yo, this is the saddest part about it, okay? And I'm giving y'all from a realistic perspective. And I hate when I hear people think that, and I heard somebody say this, like this whole new, crypto wave is giving a chance to us to be, and I used to think so at first, I ain't gonna lie to you, giving a chance to regular people to probably be rich. That's not the truth. In America, the game is fixed. It's only, if you happen to get rich some way, somehow, you play ball, you got big on YouTube, you win the lottery, you get a good job, maybe you did some good financial shit, good. But the majority of the public available shit is not to get broke people rich. Because whatever you got, rich people got a million times more. You know what I mean? Like, if you look at the fucking just crypto market, you got crypto fucking crashing right now. Look at Ethereum. You know why it's crashing? Because all the fucking whales who own motherfucking 13,000 Ethereum, they're selling. That's why the price is crashing.
No, Ack, I can't let you get away with that. This is normal. It goes up and down.
No. Hold on. It goes up and down. But if you
want to buy and when to sell.
It goes up and down like many different markets. But the primary reason why, especially Ethereum, is down, you could look it up. Ever since the last week of the year, some people it's advantageous to sell just for tax purposes too before the end of the year. There's massive sell-offs, brother. Massive sell-offs. Yo, the whales are controlling the shit, my nigga. That's what I'm trying to say. If you own half a crypto, no. I mean, pause. I mean, half a Ethereum, $1,500. It's about like 32 right now, right? $1,500 or $1,600. You don't matter in the grand scheme of things. You'll never get rich off of that. But it's something else to almost make you be brainwashed to think you will. The motherfuckers who are getting rich are the motherfuckers who have tens of thousands of this shit, who could alter the market whenever they want to. You own half of Ethereum, there's nothing you could do to change shit. You're playing the lottery. That's what I've learned.
I made a couple bands.
I'm not saying you can.
Yeah, because you caught the wave.
I'm not saying you can. Sir. What I'm trying to say, the nigga who owns 30,000 Ethereum, if he wants to drop the price of Ethereum by 100 or 200 bucks, if he sells half his fucking portfolio, it's dropping. That's a fact. When you have a half of Ethereum or two or three, my nigga, you're hoping on the wind blowing to the north. That's it. You're talking about making a couple bands. These motherfuckers who are selling off, they're cashing out for billions. Nigga, I just read today. I follow all this shit. Nigga just sold and cashed out for like a couple billion today. Billion! You're talking about a couple bands. Nigga, you probably waited like 4 months to get a couple bands. That nigga just decided today. Let me get a couple of billions out of this shit. You don't matter. I don't matter.
But that's the minority. No, everybody ain't gonna make billions. Everybody ain't gonna make millions. But I'm gonna take my couple bands and I'm gonna get.
No, yeah, that's not the point. I'm talking about the reason why the rich will always get richer, and no matter what you think, you'll never get into the class where the rich is. If your goal is to, I'm just trying to make a couple bands. You're on a good track. Okay, let me just wait. I'm going to wait until I'm up. I get out when I'm up. Cool. I'm just telling you that the entire market is manipulated by the richest people in the fucking world. You get me? You're just hoping to be on the side of I'm up. They could manipulate it when they want. There's nothing you could do to manipulate it. You're just hoping that when you went in, it was low. And when you get out, it's high. They could pump any stock. Well, let me just keep it at crypto. Any fucking coin at any fucking point. They move around billions of dollars. We're pawns. And
even we just seen it with Dogecoin the other day when Buddy's he sold off like 13 million Dogecoin and that shit went crashed.
Of course.
No, but Act, you're right to a certain extent until, but I'm going to be honest with you. This is like the same type of thing that people were going on with the whole GameStop GME shit. When people started realizing that normal people can band together and collectively have more than the people that are manipulating the stock market or crypto markets and shit, like that's when shit's going to start. Like people, like normal people would start making money.
Buy AMC, bro. Yo, Josh, you know what was messed up about that situation is that even though the little people were able to win for a few days, the big whales still manipulated the market
Of course. But who, I don't know who's saying it, but at the end of the day, we still the little people. We just looking for pieces of the pie because them small pieces, they huge to us. We don't give a fuck. Like, we looking at these big ass billionaires. We don't give a fuck about them. We just trying to get pieces of the pie. That's really it.
So basically, you're saying what Kyrie said, or not Kyrie, whoever said it, you're just looking to make a couple of bands.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
And I understand that. But my whole point was that you, like, in reality, and maybe it'll happen later with crypto, but the majority of crypto right now, this ain't no Wall Street Bets type of shit happening. Okay. Like, all them niggas on Wall Street Bets could gang up and link up. The niggas who've been owned the majority of crypto, they're moving the markets. You know what I mean? This is no group shit. Yeah. Like, you know, you could affect GameStop when the majority of people were shorting the shit, this and third. Okay, cool. Y'all got it. But Wall Street Bets is not affecting motherfucking Tesla. You know what I mean? Like, no, it's not, you know, it's certain stocks that could have worked with. Right. And when it comes to like crypto, you know what I mean? For at least the main ones, I would say Bitcoin, Ethereum and Litecoin. Yeah. There's not no group of investors that about to team up and fucking do a motherfucking thing. It's like, we're just all like in the ocean with the whales just splashing and you hope you catch like a wave. That's it.
Now, those are the safest ones, though. Those aren't going to go to zero.
But I'd be thinking
Wall Street Bets had like 2 million users.
Yeah, I'd be thinking about the altcoins, you know, like the penny cryptos, all them shits. Like, them shits can be inflated by probably like a subreddit like Wall Street Bets, something like that.
No, you're right about that. But here's the thing, though, right? And this is, you know, I've learned this lesson. As I said, this is why it's a cap where it's like if you're trying to make a couple bands, cool. But nigga, I try to ride all these other waves. I might have lost $250,000 on that motherfucking Safe Moon bullshit that they had going on. Like,
that was a scam.
Like, come on, man. Like, these altcoin shits, it's a gamble. It's a fucking gamble. You know what I mean? Nigga, everybody was telling me this shit going to the fucking moon. I threw mad money in it. Nigga, every time I log into that shit might be like, yo, yeah, you got 15,000 left, nigga. I don't even want to take it out. I'm like, nigga, go ahead, man. Like, they robbed me. You know who took the money? There's some fucking whale. There's some fucking whale with like about 18 Italian strippers stroking his cock using my money on a yacht. That'd be like, yo, thank God academics was this fucking dumb. Thinking that he was going to come the fuck up. Nigga, I thought I was going to be up a couple M's. I'm like, oh, this is going to be great.
But crypto change a lot of people's lives. For example, I'm pretty sure somebody told you about Bitcoin back in the day, but you shrugged it off. Act, you was in college. You was fucking hoe. You was like,
nigga, I knew a nigga who bought a server and was trying to mine it.
Yeah.
Now you're right, though. You're right about that one.
I shrugged it off. I was like, man, fuck Bitcoin. It was like $100 back then.
All right, but here's the thing, though.
Nah, but you can say that about a lot of stuff, though. You can say that about, like, even, like, stocks. Like, you know what I'm saying?
It shoulda, coulda, woulda, bro.
But then I look at it.
Percentage gain is ridiculous. It was 69,000, nigga. I saw it at 100. I looked at the computer, was like, this is dumb.
Yo,
bro, I remember all those things were called scams to begin with. I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying?
Like, bro, I remember when Chipotle launched, bro.
like, and now, like, Chipotle is like 3 racks a share or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying? If you have bought in at lunch, you know what I mean? So you can say that about pretty much anything.
That's true. That's true.
But how many years has it been since launch?
Shit, that was like back 10. To like.
Yeah. I was talking about Bitcoin or Chipotle. Bitcoin only 10 years in, 2011, 2012.
Shit. Chipotle was $400 in 2017.
Okay.
Yo, I ain't going to lie to you. I remember, shit. Yo, I remember, I want to give out his exact name, but this dude from Complex, right? He had bought in with big, like, he had bought in for like $7,000 or whatever the case is. I remember it boomed up real quick. It was like 20-something thousand. Remember it went to like 20-something thousand, and then it went back down to like 10,000 again? And I think that nigga had sold it or something like that, but he ain't sell it at 20. He sold it at like maybe like 12 or 13. And if you thought about it, like, damn, if that nigga had really held on to it, it could have been worth a lot. Like, oftentimes I think about crypto and I'm like, yo, was the golden age, because, you know, the whole thing about crypto, when I think about it, is like, it's not turning a dollar into $2. It's like turning a dollar into $10. You feel me? Like, I'm thinking about 5X or 10X gains, and I'm like, is that even really feasible if you're not going to take the risk of losing? Like, at the end of the day, like, I think Bitcoin going to bounce back, Ethereum going to bounce back, whatever. But they're not going to do, like, 10 times the gain. It's probably going to be, like, 28% for the year.
Yeah, maybe, like, 10 years from now or some shit.
Yeah. I mean, no, to be fair, though, the thing about Bitcoin and ETH and all that shit, I remember back in 2017, it peaked. I remember everyone was going crazy because that shit hit 28K and it's never been seen before. And then it dipped. Like, I guess what happened, like, what you were saying earlier, I guess all the whales sold it, right? Fucking dropped the price down, and then it was kind of dead. 3-4 years later, 2021 kicks in, and it's at an all-time new high. And now the price is starting to dip. And who knows in 3 to 4 years? Because, I mean, that's just my perspective on it, to be honest.
Now, it's a pattern. Every 4 years, it goes up and down. You can look at it. It's charted. It's a pattern. It's a bull market and a bear market. It's kind of a little math in there. You got to dig deep. Technical analysis. Some people don't want to get that deep.
It's even happening on a smaller scale, too. I remember looking at it in 2013. And that shit dropped, like, a lot. Like, it wasn't much. It was, like, I think it was, like, it went from 500 to 300, and everyone said it was going to fail because some Chinese scandal or some shit. And then it went up, you know? So it really is on a ratio type thing with the crypto profits, to be honest. That's how I just be looking at it.
Yo, I'm going to keep it 100 with y'all, right? Wait, hold on. Where is that? I'm going to keep it 100 with y'all. Like, I was almost out of crypto. I'm going to tell you what kept me in. I'm going to tell you what kept me in. Like, I take all my financial advice from this nigga right here. Look on my screen. Once this nigga said that, I know we were going to the moon. It's a fact. Fucking moon, bro. We going to the moon. Dog. Once that nigga said we need an Ethereum address, it's over, man. We're going to the moon, people. You know what I mean? Yo, I'm going to keep it real with you. And y'all fuck with Meek. I fuck with Meek. Me and Meek are best friends now, okay? But I got to be honest. Yo, Meek's portfolio got to look abysmal. I remember when that nigga said he was buying in for Dogecoin, that shit went nothing but down. Like, the moment he said it, that shit just went, meow. Like, it's like he knew the moment, like, the peak of Bitcoin, of our Dogecoin, was the moment Meek tweeted. It's like, they just knew it. They just knew
that
it.
That shit went down purposely.
For real.
He brought it at the top. That's funny.
I'm wondering if Meek is, like, up on crypto, man. Like, Meek, when it comes to Meek and crypto, man. I don't know, man.
You gotta be trolling.
Yo, remember when that nigga Meek said, yo, somebody need to hit me for Robin Hood?
Meek tweet out the shit he should
have. Yo, I ain't gonna lie to you, man. Yo, he said, I'm waiting for Robin Hood to approve my application. It's been weak and I've been holding my money up, bad service.
That's the worst. Robinhood, the worst to use for crypto. That's what's crazy.
Oh, man. Yo, I ain't gonna lie to you, man. Yo, I think Meek be trolling, though. Yo, Meek just tweeted out.
He gotta be, bro.
Meek say, yo, who got
an MC? You know damn well he not trolling, bro.
Nah,
he not trolling. He's not trolling at all, bro.
He's trolling on. He's just that
down. Yo, Meek say, yo, who got an empty warehouse or commercial building for rent or sale in North South Jersey? Like, really, North Jersey? Like, I'm like, yo, Meek. Like,
bro, he be tweeting the shit he should Google.
Like, literally, I could DM Meek and be like, yo, Meek, you know the building that my studio is in, like, it's like right by New York. It's North Jersey. You can come over there and get his. Like, why the fuck do you have to even tweet this shit, bro? Like, imagine me tweeting.
He Meek Mill. He act like he not Meek Mill. That shit crazy.
Not like.
Think he a regular nigga.
God, man. Meek my guy. Like, oh, yo, I think Meek be playing around, man. Wait, yo, is this an NFT? Yo, what's up with this picture? Is this an NFT picture?
It gotta be.
Yeah. It's an ape.
Is this a jail shirt?
It's a Bored Ape, bro.
This is a Bored Ape, but is this Bored Ape in jail? Look at the shirt.
Yeah, that's actually an NFT that took off. The Bored Apes is actually going.
That's probably cost 150 racks, bro.
Yo, I did hear that Takeoff made
a just an elaborate pump and dump.
I heard the Bored Apes aren't a pump and dump. That's what I heard.
No,
they legit. Bored
Ape is one of the legit ones, bro.
I heard Takeoff
fucking promoting that shit.
It's not a scam. Right. That shit is not a scam.
Right. Gary V be on that shit. Tory be on that shit. Logan be on that shit.
Steph got one.
Every
Steph
one
Curry.
Of them big ass dudes be on that shit.
See, this is the thing I don't understand about NFTs, right? Like, what's to stop me from going on my computer and just downloading your picture?
You can't sell it. Your shit has no value.
I'll give you an example. You can go take a picture of the Mona Lisa. You don't own the Mona Lisa. Right? Okay. It's the code inside
but the Mona Lisa is an actual painting, though.
You can't. All right, you could take a screenshot. You can't sell it, though. Like, your shit has no value.
And you can look on a blockchain and see where, like, who sent it where. Like, you can follow this around. It's not. You know. It's.
I try.
Is it like more than just a JPEG? Because I mean.
Yeah. So the thing is, you got to understand what the blockchain is, which is a verification system. Long story short. So once you understand that it's a verification system, once things are built on the blockchain, it's verified in the blockchain. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I get that part of it, but I'm saying so
what makes the money is the scarcity. So if you create something, if you mint something on the blockchain, which is what you do to create an NFT, you mint it on the blockchain, you establish it as how many there is. And then what happens is to open up the value, people have bids. So people bid on the price of something, or you set the price yourself, kind of like an Amazon, or not Amazon, but an eBay. You know what I'm saying? So you set the price, or you do for the highest bidder. Then once the bidding is closed, that locks in the value at that current moment, and then it buys and sells after that. The good thing about NFTs and like an art space when it comes to verification is that if I've created something, I sold it to you, and I made money off of whatever the value was at that time, right? Say you then sell it again, I will be able to make a cut off of what you sold it again for as the creator. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. But so what kind of, do they have some kind of dupe detect? Like,
that's what I'm saying. The blockchain itself is a verification system. You see what I'm saying? So that means everything is verified on the blockchain.
I think I get what you're trying to ask, because I thought and I asked the same thing too. So I think when you think about, like, you know, physical products, you're like, well, I have the product, so I have something, right? So these are things that it's supposedly is going to be existing in this metaverse thing, right? So like you're buying these digital things that exist in a digital world. Except in a digital world, you know, it's accounted for how many of them, who owns them, this and third, and the blockchain is pretty much the ledger that it's all written on. Who had it, what it's bought for, this and third, and, you know, it's pretty much like a digital marketplace. So if you have some shit that mad people want, you could sell it for more. Just like if you're in real life, if you had a rare car that everybody want, you could sell it for more money. Now, again, this is exactly reason, well, if you ask me, one of the reasons why Facebook is now changing to the Meta because everybody's preparing for this metaverse where current, like, money is now being exchanged in this digital world. And yeah, you could bring it from Ethereum to like dollars in the real world, but you know, a lot of people are operating this digital world. Don't ask me why. I don't know what the fuck, man. Niggas got Oculus glasses. Niggas is doing
stuff. You should do like investments and shit.
Yeah, yo, the easiest way I can try and explain it to you is if you remember back when Fortnite like blew the fuck up, remember that skeleton skin like people were paying hundreds of dollars for, but it was just a virtual skin? It's like that. It's like you can't do shit with it in real life. But it's like the scarcity, I guess, is the reason why people are willing to pay ridiculous amounts of monies for these fucking Fortnite skins and shit.
I'm gonna keep it real. I'm gonna keep it real with you. So even before then, I really think that this whole thing came from the streetwear culture where people realize, like, you know, the value of something is basically based on the scarcity. But also, they came into these problems where, oh, well, you thought you had the real Yeezy? Like, the real Yeezy sneaker? No, nigga, you had a fake. In the digital world, you know it's legit. You know what I mean? Like, right now, if I'm walking with a, like, maybe you're good with the eye, but, like, if I'm wearing some fake-ass Yeezys, you might not even know, right? And you might just look at it and be like, damn, that shit's worth a lot. Or, shit, you might get sold a fake-ass Yeezy. Like, I've heard somebody who just got sold some fake shit, which was supposed to be some rare-ass shoe. It was fake. You know what I mean? And at least when it's the digital version of it, you can verify it. I don't know. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. It makes sense in theory. Yeah, it does.
Snapper's just like, yo, how the fuck could this pay my rent? Like, how the fuck could this, like,
you know? I'm just saying, what stops you from going on Meat Mill page, right clicking on your shit and saving the picture as a JPEG, right? And then going on a blockchain and then verifying it as something else. Well, what stops you from doing that?
You can't do that. Like, that's not possible.
It's not possible. Yeah, like, so what would happen is you could do that. But guess what? The person who made the original already has the verification of the original.
Yeah.
You have no name. Like, one of the main sites is called Nifty Gateway, right? It's basically like a social media app where people are creating, minting, and selling NFTs.
Or like OpenSea and shit.
Yeah, OpenSea is another one. So basically, it's a platform in which people who are creators show their work, display their work, and you can buy it directly from them. If you copy it, it's like, one, it's in the blockchain already. You know what I'm saying? So there's no value in doing that. The value actually extends from your actual personal brand. So, like, if you have a personal brand, that's where the value is going to be established inside your work. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and again, you gotta give it a few more years and people will catch up.
And another thing is, we're kind of like bootloading our new interaction with technology when it comes to NFTs. Because what's going to happen is, each metaverse is going to be a way for companies to have a forward-facing platform in which they can sell us more product from home. You know what I'm saying? More ways to interact with brands and such. So my idea of what the metaverse is going to be is like, say if Starbucks creates a token, right? You got the Starbucks token, right? You go into every metaverse has a different level of like financial capabilities as far as like how expensive something is going to be on that metaverse. It's like the one where like Snoop Dogg bought a house in. That's probably going to be where the celebrities in the top tier motherfuckers are going to be at. There's going to be one underneath that for the people who are less financially wealthy and so on and so forth. But all these companies are going to buy into each world and they're going to have their token that's going to back the money that they're going to use to spend in that world. So Starbucks is going to have a Starbucks in each one of these different levels of metaverse. You can be able to use a Starbucks token to buy coffee for your character to use and interact with and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So if you're an artist and you're selling like one of ones, that's how these things are going to live and be used. Like a lot of these bored apes are going to probably be paintings that are going to live in motherfuckers' houses.
Yo, Snap, or be their avatar themselves. I'm going to even simplify it for you even more. Man, this shit money laundering, dog. Like, yo, that's just really what it is, dog. Like, I don't know what these niggas are talking. Bro, listen, nobody want to live in a fucking virtual world, nigga. But it's a way to just keep exchanging currency and also, like, playing off of this crypto shit that, you know, hopefully your money and your value will completely appreciate. But, because this whole thing about this metaverse shit, I'm just not buying it. You know what I mean? You can't get no real pussy in the metaverse. Yeah. Like, cut it out. Like, what we doing?
It's the same thing as cell phone service, though. Niggas was like, why would I pay for cell phone service?
No, my nigga. I'm talking about this metaverse shit, nigga. You can't get no pussy in the metaverse.
They're trying to control motherfuckers in the metaverse.
Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. The reason why I'm calling it money laundering, because I get the metaverse, but the metaverse is, like, people are talking about this shit like it's going to be the new life. Like, nigga, it's not. You know what I mean? Like, you can't have these real experiences. I don't care. You could have an Oculus. You could have whatever the fuck you want to have. Like, I've seen this new technology where you could be like, oh, you could touch shit in the metaverse. Nigga, until they start putting shit in our brains, you live on Earth, nigga. You're going to be in this world. And maybe that's an escape from reality. But for the most part, all of these things that they're creating things not that have... Look, they're creating these fucking pictures. They have no utility. They can't do anything. They're just to exchange value, which means I'm calling it money laundering because it's just holding value and perceived value that if someone wants it more than you want it or other people want it, they could pay for it. None of these things have any functional value in this fucking world that don't exist. Like, let's just call it what it is. It's fucking, at this point, money laundering. Until you could actually be in this world, it's just talking about shit in a fictional world and assigning real value to fictional shit. But there is something that verifies it, the blockchain. I get it. But as of this point, because I think Snapper's confused. I don't want to say he's confused like he's dumb. But, like, bro, he's probably saying, if I own the shit, like, what could I do with it? Like, you can't do shit with it. You know what I mean? Like, nigga, there's nothing you can do with it. It's not like you could be like, yo. It's not like you could be like, you could delete it from the internet and nobody has it. Like, and what I mean by that is, like, you could delete the pixels. Nobody could screenshot nothing. No. And you can't do a motherfucking thing with it, brother. You could only trade and talk about the value. You get me? It's basically VC in 2K. That's it.
It's art. It's basically an art piece.
But still, no, there's some cool things you can
do. But think about a virtual world. A virtual world or any world, art isn't the main thing there. Like, I wouldn't give a fuck about buying a Picasso in a new world. You know what I would want to buy? Let me buy the electric plant. Let me own all the electricity. We ain't talking about that type of shit in this world. We're talking about paintings. Oh, there's this pixelated shit. What the fuck could you do with that? That's what I'm trying to say. This is right now, it's really simplified. And I get these other these platforms that are popping up that are going to be the palette for all these things, for these worlds and shit like that. But right now, you're buying digital art. Just let's stop, like, making it too much what it is. Okay? You can't really do nothing with it. It's digital art, which has value.
What about that one man that had an NFT, right? And the NFT, with the NFT, you get the NFT and then you get lifetime tickets to all their concerts. Anybody who owns the NFT has.
So now you're saying it has perks in real life. Okay, cool. We like that. But you can't do nothing with it in the virtual world. Here's the thing. There's a nigga who bought a yacht in the virtual world. You can't get on the fucking yacht in a virtual world, brother. I'm sorry, okay? You can't be fucking whores on the virtual yacht. You know what I would do in a yacht in the real world? Yeah. I'm donkey fucking bitches like I'm Kodak Black, okay? Can't do that in the virtual world, dog. You can only talk about I got a yacht. You talk about you got a yacht, and hopefully somebody want to buy this dumbass yacht. It's a picture. Can't do shit about it, okay? We got to call it what it is. You know what I mean? If I got a yacht... In any world I have a yacht, I'm donkey fucking bitches on the yacht.
Nah, you can. You can, I think.
How the fuck you fuck a bitch on a yacht? How do you do it? Y'all tell me how you do it.
You gotta get an Oculus and basically
nigga, I'm on Pornhub every day. They be having these virtual reality porn too. You're not doing shit. You're not fucking shit, my nigga. I'm talking about really doing some shit. This is virtual.
When you got the money, dog, you got to get the dog. You know what I'm saying?
My God, this nigga. That's why I call it money laundering, because these motherfucking days, and if you really look how a lot of these NFTs are, people are minting shit for whatever fucking cost, and then they're basically do insider trading. They just spend a bunch of Ethereum on it, and then they establish a price, they hype it up, they pay some fucking people who are influencers to act like it's popping, and then they try to get the money back that way. Like it's
that's the fact.
Like what are we really doing? Like when people talk about this universe, I'd be really like, yo, are we fucking bitches in this universe or not? Like you can't do
that's how they're making it seem.
Like bro, niggas is acting like they could take a shit in the metaverse. You can't take no fucking shit in the metaverse, yo. Niggas talking about the metaverse like nigga, you just have a bunch of paintings, nigga.
Wait until that microchip that Elon is working on. Is
you gonna take the microchip, Josh?
Taking that shit.
No nigga is putting on a microchip.
Taking that shit, bro.
Josh strike me as a nigga who won't get the vaccine but will take the microchip.
Exactly, fam. Bro. Niggas not taking a vaccine, let alone a microchip.
Microchip? You got that, little bro. By that time, we don't got no choice.
Real quick act. Salute to y'all for the nerd talk, but can we get to some fuckery? I heard allegedly Drake, rich niggas is putting hot sauce in
the comments. Oh, shit, nah, dude.